Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, welcome to Keeping the Ball on the Ground. We've got Kevin, Kyle, Paul Slane, and Hearts of Midlothian.
Hearts, glorious hearts.
Super. Not joining in?
Well, I could have, but.
Come on,
you're a bit scared.
Do you know the Hearts song?
See, that was a Rangers song you're doing right now.
Right, congrats on the move, mate. Talk us through how you ended up there, apart from hearing fuck all else.
First things first, I was going to say I'd missed you, but I don't. So you know what it's been like. It's been fucking hard. Had a few offers, but I watched last week when we were on Fergie. Like Kev spoke perfectly. Kev, fucking Hearts, big club, mate. Big club. And you can see the fucking mate, the squad of players they've got since I've been in. Some good players. So in the end, I think it was a easy decision after that.
You loved Hearts, I know, didn't you?
I've always loved Hearts.
Following in Kev's footsteps as well, Rangers and Hearts. What would be your favourite club, Kev? Hearts. Club sandwich? No, seriously, you loved it at Hearts, didn't you?
I did. I don't know what it is with Hearts. I think it's just one of the clubs that when you get into you, it's a... you don't know until you go there, do you, Andy? You're saying like it is. It's a massive club. Definitely Hearts was one of the best clubs I played for. Andy, you're at an age now where you can see the rest of your career out of Hearts.
Aye, 29 in a week or so. So, still got a...
I know you've got a lot of years, but I tell you what, wouldn't it be the worst get Hearts promoted? No. Finish your career in the Premier League?
I wanted to see you in the Prem this season, though. No, the actual English Prem, the Scottish Prem. Love to have seen you in there.
But
then as a year on,
I don't think there's any argument that Hearts are one of the biggest clubs in Scotland. Mm. You know what I mean?
Would you put them?
Behind Aberdeen, maybe? But the fans are
third or fourth.
That's what I think.
Aye, I would agree.
Any advice for him, Kev, for the
The old fucking saying is just give it your all, man, and just make sure you appreciate playing with the jersey, because they fans up there just love somebody that fucking absolutely gives it everything. They don't like frauds.
Kev, see, going away to Tynecastle was horrible, wasn't it?
Yeah. The fans. How good is it, though?
Oh, it's unreal. Aye. But see, when do they hammer their own players as
I
much as they hammer...
I never noticed it,
but Slaney, again, it's one of them that, see if you're that player on the end, that's when you notice it, but when you're going there and you get liked and the fans take to you, you don't really notice that. But I never noticed at any time when I played that the fans were too harsh on anybody.
Did you get your feet under the carpet straight away? What about that last?
How many times did I say that?
Yeah, see generally though, right? So, see generally... As you know, right, there's been a few offers over the time, mate, and this is no word to lie. People kept saying to me, if you leave Scotland, you're scared of Shane Duffy. So I was like, what? So I was like, fuck this, I'm signed for a Scottish team, man. I'm not moving.
I actually hope that Hearts get Celtic in a cup.
A chance, semis?
That's what we're saying, we're hoping you're going to play.
I know.
What's the talk of that then? You're not sure, mate?
No sure yet, obviously. But Hearts beat us in the quarters last year when I was at Rangers and...
Because
and I was on the
then.
Bench, and so I don't know if I can play or not. Obviously, I hope I can, because it's a big game.
That'd be brilliant.
But Nate, your first Hibs Hearts game's nae fans, man.
And big jig, big pool.
Aye, you know what jig's like. But he's like a coach. It's sometimes obviously not going to do every training session, but I always think your manager's made a disciplinarian. Your first team coach is obviously taking all the drills, and then you need that guy who's going to be like the. They're laughing and joking about the place and Jigs, man. Jigs been brilliant.
He's amazing, Jig. I didn't remember when I
thought. I was hoping he does what I know he watches this. I was hoping you're going to come.
Can't
for
stand
me.
Him. No, he's actually a class guy, isn't he?
What do you make of the music and training and stuff like that?
His music.
That's what they do in the warm up. They play the ghetto bastard. There's a ghetto
bastard. How did
blaster.
You know that?
Not even me.
What?
There's a ghetto bastard.
So basically, see, when you go for your warm up, there's like a speaker at the training pitch playing like all the tunes and that, and you'll go like a lap. Round the pitch for your warm up, and the
quality,
the fitness coach like carries a speaker around the pitch, class, playing like Ocean Colour Scene and Oasis, Arctic Monkeys, now it's tremendous.
Mm-hmm. That's bizarre, isn't it?
Know which song they should play?
I can boogie.
Oh, brilliant. What about the first few days? Good squad. Who do you like in the last first? Hearts squad, Boyce, Naismith.
Boyce, Naismith, cracking two players.
You don't know any.
And the other one, Craig Gordon.
Oh, oh Gordon!
Oh, hey, have you spoken to Snicker yet?
About the sticker, no, but no. Honestly, I was genuinely thinking, like, mate, I've been on this show and like Si keeps telling this snooker and Craig Gordon story, and I was like, is he gonna hate me just because I'm here?
Did he send it?
No, mate, honestly, he's been brand new, but see, genuinely, right, no word to lie. Obviously, I've only taken a few days, but
what a keeper!
What a keeper, honestly.
Is he? Does he chalk his gloves?
To what?
Does he chalk his gloves?
Honestly, he's top keeper, but generally, the squad is. Very good squad. Mm. Got a lot of good
Jamie
players.
Walker's there as well, isn't he? Is he injured?
Jamie Walker, Liam Boyce, who scored like 20 goals in one season in the SPL, Nasey, Craig Halkett, who was flying at Libby. I thought he was going to go for Libby to down south, but ended up obviously at Hearts. Christoph Berra's still there, Peter Herring, mate, they've got a few.
Is Big Christoph back in the fold, or is he?
He's back, obviously, new manager, probably a fresh start for him, and he's involved in that, but he's injured now, so. He's not been training that, but he'll still be a big part.
Big favourite song.
He wears a gum shield, doesn't he, Berra?
Aye. Uh-huh.
Needs to stop dousing it in vodka before games, doesn't
he's
he?
He's a machine, man.
Slaney, Jim Jeffries is back via...
The Jet.
You played a part in Andy's movie, doesn't he know, does he?
Yeah. I was a big part there.
Were you?
I don't know what I'm trying to say here.
He sets you up when he sings it, you've no idea.
No, I've not got a clue.
Man, stop that.
Have you met Jim Jeffries?
No, I've not.
Does he know about the place, Kev, nah?
No, I think he's only director of football, so I think he'd be
he's only director of football? Does that not mean he should be a bit?
Aye, but if you follow the government guidelines, you work from home as best you can. I'm pretty sure the Jet can sit down in North Berwick in his big house there and work from home, tell Andy that he's getting fucking 200 quid a week instead of the 500 he's after.
Are we going to go and watch, are you going to go watch him, Slaney? Season ticket at Hearts next year?
I would love to go and watch you. But the game, I would love... This is a hard one, Si, innit? Celtic play Hearts. Who are you supporting in the semi-final?
Celtic.
Celtic, yeah.
I wasn't expecting any different, mate.
That's a shocker, innit?
See outside, we are obviously open goal media.
Yeah.
Could we get like tickets to go to a game on a Saturday as media?
See, any question that's not on there, mate, don't ask me because I don't know the fucking answer.
That's a good question, though.
No, because it's real media.
Imagine us rotting in.
Surely you can sort it. A legend at Hearts, you can sort
it. No, mate, I need to follow the guidelines. I had Track and Trace on the phone to me the whole week there. You're looking for size lips.
Imagine us in.
Yes, Ken! Before you start your shite, the 3 years have been talking about how we're sick of you, mate.
He actually said to me that 2 weeks ago, how do you never slaughter
you? He never slaughters you?
No, I was going to say, for I've been out all weekend, I'm spotty, feel overweight, I don't know how you used to manage it.
She's talking about overweight. It's a touchy subject, mate. I got my body fat done yesterday for the first time in 6 months. I'm not saying on camera what
heaviest
it was.
Heaviest in the team for?
No, I wasn't the heaviest in the team. I'm not going to say that was either.
No.
But, mate, I've always been one that my body weight's always good. I don't really put on weight in that. And then even over lockdown, mate, I've told you how much I've been training in that. We've been leaving here, going for a coffee. I need to shoot for PT.
Yeah.
Do my runs, try to eat well and all that. My body fat's, man. No
what highest you've ever been?
It was a snooker score. But honestly,
how have you been on the ball?
Well, he actually wanted me to tell you.
No, have you felt rusty?
The first training session was by far the worst I've ever trained in my life.
Was like, it one of them?
I could not pass the ball to a maroon jersey, mate.
Did the players wonder, what the fuck have we signed here?
See, generally,
your first session has to be good as well.
See, generally, I'm jogging on, right? And I'm saying to myself, right, it's good to be back, good to get a kick now, just keep everything simple. Mate, the boys are playing two-touch and boys are like kicking to me and I'm like, I'm not going into this two-touch game before I even pass a ball. But then, first thing we done was boxes, mate, it was terrible.
In the middle of the
terrible, in the full time.
Did anybody came, you know?
Nah, I was scared, mate.
I
was shocked.
I went to Portsmouth a week before the season started, same as you, mate. I had a long summer. See, the first day I can remember thinking, everyone's staring at you thinking, he is shite, man.
Mate, you feel like that. If you don't touch the ball for like 2-3 weeks, you feel like that.
Oh, well, it's brutal, man.
It was a shambles.
Brutal. Have you heard that before, nah?
I had it every session.
Bombarded with messages for Hearts fans. It was mental on Twitter, wasn't it?
Oh, mate. The picture that the main guy at Open Goal, the headquarters as we like to call him, put a picture up of you, and it was the most liked picture in Open Goal history.
Was it actually?
I've told you enough times, mate. You'll always be the main man on this.
How many likes did it get?
5,000 something.
5,000 likes, mate. That's not scary.
Not bad.
One of them was a bird dog. The Joker surely got more than that, nah?
No, that was obviously a video. That was worldwide, so we're not going to... We'll just talk about Scottish pictures.
Right, okay. That's enough of Hearts. We'll not speak about them again this year. Celtic. Slaney, I'll ask you first. Lee Griffiths came to the rescue for Celtic, but the game was a tough watch. What was it, hard to watch, that Celtic game, or your mum and dad kissing each other?
Sorry, mum and dad's felt it was. Actually saved his last week, mate.
What a link, though. What a cue. Oh,
good to be we work. There you are. At Dick. And, no, mates, what was I thinking? Mate, see, when I came on the show, I actually don't think what I'm going to say. And I said, like, my dad forced me to Amsterdam, right?
Yeah.
You know, how bad is that? Then after what you've said to me, but your man dad supported you, then I was like, what a question for you to tee me up.
Yeah.
To say
a bit of praise.
And then I was like, I look up to the stands, my dad eats a pie and I hate him. What does that mean? Mate, so my dad came in, he was like, I'll say it, he's going to say, I'm going to punch your in. He said, I've got to punch your in. And I was like, just forget it. I said, I just have a laugh and all that. I said, you've got a laugh. You know what I mean? And he's like, so I was too done. He's like, I've even given you my wee granny wheelchair and all that. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, was that your wee granny? Was that wee ET's wheelchair? Huh?
She's like,
and then do you want to tell people what you had cut at the Coopman show? So after he says to me, I need to stop saying this week, he then went and called your dad or what? On
the Coopman show, I was like, he's a pissed in tramp.
A pissed in tramp?
What was I thinking?
Mate, would your dad come on the show?
I mate, but my dad's a great guy, but I'm painting a horrible picture.
Mate, see, Nichols, he's like, do you know Nichols, the football team? Aye. He's like a legend in there, eh?
What's he play?
No, that's where he drinks, mate, and Nico's booze, like right. all the young team.
Loves a drink, to be fair.
Mate, get him on for a week.
We'll get him on.
We'll get him on next week.
Yeah.
He needs to wear that suit, though.
Oh, he's still got that, I think. No, we'll get him on next week. No, but the thing I was saying is the family are raging with me, so I need to rein it in a wee bit.
Right, okay.
If you feel me going a wee bit too much, just bring me back in.
Okay. Right, so your dad, good guy?
Disgusting.
Oh, brilliant. Right, Kev, I'm going to ask you the football question. Again, Celtic, tough watch. Does that matter? Is it all about results, or would you like to see them playing better?
Every team that I've seen Celtic playing this season, they just sit in, they part the bus. But then again, as a manager in Neil Lennon, 3-5-2 works. But if you're going to hear the two boys out wide in the five, they need to be wingers, side. They need to be. See Celtic, the all you see is going from one side to the other side. It goes to Greg Taylor, he brings it back in, it goes into McGregor, it goes to Christie, it goes out wide, it just keeps going back, and then eventually they try to thread that border, try to thread the eye of a needle, side. See if it does actually get there. What are they hoping to achieve by threading it through? I would like to see them get further down the wings and put crosses at the box, just bombard the box with crosses, make teams defend.
I think that, but you're right, you're saying with the wide players, but if you're going to play 3-5-2, you've got to go with two strikers. See this Elianis is playing at.
Yeah, in the whole. It's just so compact in the middle.
Nobody knows where they're playing. I said, I don't want to be too much in Elianis because. Listen.
Why not?
I haven't yet to see a good performance for him.
Yeah.
Yet to see it. I don't know what.
How can you play in the number 10 and you didn't create one chance or get one shot on goal? That's what you're there today as a number 10. And people slaughter Christie when he plays there because he shoots on goal. That's what you want. That's what I want for
him. And he tries, goes forward all the time, whatever. But well, you know, see. If you were to ask somebody, if I was to ask Lennon, what does he do? I don't know what his strengths are as a player. I don't know.
I think one time in the game on Sunday, Slaney, he turned and he started dribbling and he got brought down. I think that was about the only exciting thing he did. And even then, it wasn't. You weren't thinking, oh wow, more of that.
See on Celtic, right? The performances haven't been up to scratch, but there's something about this team. Even last season, when Lennon came in away to Dundee, they scored in the last minute. Away to Kilmarnock, Brown scored in the last minute. Rangers, the cup final, I thought Rangers were the much better team.
Yeah.
They've seen it, they win. So they've got an unbelievable mentality. But I think the way they're playing right now, Simon, Andy, Kev, the way they're playing right now.
I like how you reference the three, Esther.
Great, innit? I could agree. Just be myself, innit?
Aye, just be yourself. But what you said, I could not agree with Mel, right? Because see, I'll say a non-Celtic fan point of view, see, Celtic have been poor for a few weeks, right?
Yeah.
But you always know they're going to win, and that's the best habit you can possibly have in football. You see, it's 0-0 as long as it goes. You always have the feeling Celtic are going to end up scoring the winner. But you're saying, does it matter? Aye, because they're not going to get away with it if they play better teams. Right. So see their two European performances, Riga, Sarajevo.
Yeah.
You look at their group, I'm sure we're going to get into their group stage. They can't play the way they play in a group stage. And I know they dominated games, but they've got too much quality in the team to not create chances.
But can I just say, for the other teams and Rangers especially, I'd be worried now, because see last year, up until Christmas, Celtic played like this. Celtic won a great up until Christmas last year. As soon as Griffiths came back, see now that Griffiths is back, Celtic are a different team. When you watch him when they come on, he just gives you so much more.
They're going to
runs in behind, probably off the ball, he's better than Edouard and El Yunusi. Yeah.
But surely there's an argument.
He crossed the ball in the box because you know he's going to be in
there. Surely there's an argument he's the best finisher at the club. I know Edouard scored.
And he's the most important player, honestly. Do you see the difference when he comes on?
Edouard, in my opinion, is still the most important player. But obviously, I've played with Sparky and I know how good a finisher he is and how, like, every time he strikes the ball, hits the target. He just hits the target all the time.
Yeah, and see, I seen him at the start pre-season, he said he's overweight. He's looking brilliant.
Brilliant.
He's looking sharp, he's looking great. So I don't know what the nonsense are talking about.
Hang on, Celtic, they're going to improve, they're going to get better. But like I said, for their performances not being great, the best habit you can possibly get is win without no point.
What would you say it's done to you, but why are they performing like this? Would you say it's
the
most...
Do you think the five at the back's working, three at the back's working?
I genuinely think it's no done to...
I don't like it.
I think it's down to the teams are sitting in, right? But I don't think Celtic know how to break teams down doing that. The goal came from just getting the boy out wide.
Yeah.
Bit of skill from Ayer. Put it in. The St Johnson fullback was poor because he didn't know where he slipped or no. And it's just a simple cross and Griffiths found a bit of space and it was a goal.
But see on that, Kev, see the way how high El Hamad was for the goal. Yep. That's where he should be playing the full first half.
Of course he should. And Greg Taylor
should
be
standing on the halfway line. See Frimpong, if you stop Frimpong playing for Celtic in the first half, you'd stop Celtic. And Tansy done well against it. Frimpong could have went 10 yards higher. Yep. And then what does Tansy do? Does he go one or does he stay?
Yep.
And that gives you then draw McCart out and it leaves more space in the middle.
In the Europa League games, I thought Frimpong was Celtic's best player.
Yeah.
He's the type of player where, see if the game's flat, his energy's like infectious for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And see, because Celtic are playing with wing-backs and they've not got, obviously, an out-and-out winger in front of them, your wing-backs need to be ball carriers. If they're spaced, then they need to drive the ball.
Forward, yeah.
And I think it was the first game, the Riga game, he was outstanding, to be fair. And he was our main creative force.
But see, when Griffiths or Nieto's not there, you can't put balls in the box. Because Edouard and Elunusi are standing on the edge of the box. That's brilliant for St Johnson. Yeah. That's what they want.
The thing is, with Griffiths, like, he was standing way out of the box. He was near standing beside Ayer. And he's seen how things develop. Yeah. And it's just gathered himself into poor defending, because you've got to think, a couple of minutes to go, you've got to pick up everybody. Just found it. And his header was fucking... You know that header? Remember we played them head tennis in the Lennox
Town? He's great in the air, isn't he?
He's unbelievable in the air. For a wee guy, he is one of the best headers.
Here's a big statement for you. If I'm playing centre midfield, I would rather Griffiths head than me than Edward. Is that a big statement?
No, I like that, but...
I think with Griffiths, what you get is, see, because technically, with shooting ability, Si, I think he can...
But he works harder off the ball.
I know he does.
Makes more runs.
See, if he gets that half a chance, he's going to score more times with a half a chance than Edward's going to score with half a chance. Look at the one where he got past the defender and he's tried to fire it across the face of the box. That, Edward wouldn't have done that.
But Edward does other things that Griffiths can't do.
Well, of course, that's what I was going to say.
I just think that Griffiths...
Put them together, two them together.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
That's actually a perfect combo,
because... One's more drops deeper, links up the play, can score goals. The other one plays off the shoulder, defenders, runs in behind. So,
but what's that?
As a pairing. It's
but Edouard's best form last year was when Griffiths played.
When Griffiths came back in. Yeah. The two of them together were brilliant.
I agree with that, right? But he's played up front with Celtic before himself. Why is his performance dipped so much?
Clearly, Slaney, we talked about before, that there's something growing in his head, right? So... Instead of maybe no, he's not down tools. He's not down tools. There's things in his mind that are.
I've seen boys down tools, and he's not down tools. He's still running.
Even when he's still running, but he's still trying. What he's doing is something in his mind. He needs to. What am I looking at here? What am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say is something's just upset him in his head. And instead of playing to keep people talking about him, it's as if it's going the other way.
What thing would you say? Do you think a club?
I think I don't know whether it's a club or whatever. Maybe an agent said something to him, Slaney, or something's just a thought in his mind that makes you think. You know, sometimes when you get thoughts of everyday life and it just makes you think. Mm. I think he's dwelling on something. I think that needs to disappear for him to fully concentrate on the football.
Yeah. I need to see it get back. I need it flying. I need it tempo up. I need to see him much.
But then see when Christian Griffiths came on, I thought the tempo was good. Yeah. And Brown as well.
And Brown as
Peter
well.
Calling for Brown to come at the team.
Nah, no, got a clue, mate.
No.
He's set. I know you said Edouard's Celtic's most important player, but
I actually said Griffiths, which I'll probably get slotted for a bit. Huh?
You did say Chelsea will win the Prem. We'll move on.
I said Everton top four as well, so when you laughed at
that. You're flying right at that one. But for Brown, I think he's Celtic's main man in there. When he doesn't play, they slack off completely, and he came on, you've seen him, made a huge difference.
But do you know what I hate now about life and football and Twitter? We're the same, probably. Like, everyone on Twitter, they concentrate on the manager's formation, and the players need to do better, innit? Yeah. I'm watching Olivier and Cham doing nothing. A good player needs to do more. Playing up against a young kid in Ali McCann, you need to impose yourself more on the game. Yeah. Neil Lennon can't make him do that, so it's got to come for him.
They're being picked to play size, so they've been given that role to go and express themselves and make sure that the other one's been picked the week after.
But do you not just feel like now everyone just blames the manager?
It's the same like mine. You're going to get blamed for all of them.
And rightly so.
But I'm just saying, the manager can't come on and say, you know what, you come off for 10 minutes and I'll show you what you're supposed to do. Players got to have their own mindset to do what they need to do.
I can't wait for the Old Firm.
It's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
It's going to be so exciting, isn't it?
See, on the talk of the Old Firm, I can almost guarantee there's going to be a set-piece goal. Somebody will score for a corner.
Yeah, because Rangers look poor.
Both of them have.
Although I think Celtic have got better defending than Duffy there.
Aye.
But I get what you're saying.
Well, I'll say the opposite. I think Rangers are usually brilliant at defending set-pieces, but the last 3-4 games...
Donaldson should have scored. We'll get to that next week.
Fergie coming on, we've got the tactics board. So used to be the Rangers guys.
Do you think he'll change when Fergie's here? Do you think he'll go in his shell a wee bit, man?
I don't know.
I've got a tactical masterclass of how Rangers can win the game against Celtic.
Does it involve
set pieces?
No, it involves the wide areas.
What I'm going to say is, in mind, my tactical masterclass, Tavernier and Barisic, don't dare go forward.
Good luck. That's all they do.
We'll see, Si. We'll see.
I think there's an opportunity for Rangers when, in set pieces, when, for me, Shane Duffy being so dominant there, I sometimes think he's got a man to pick up, right? And sometimes he leaves his man to go and win the ball.
See, the fact of the matter is,
Rangers capitalise on the fact that he just looks like he wants to go and win the ball all the time? But Si, you can't win the ball all the time, because a couple of chances there at St Johnson, he's going to win things and get caught out, and somebody else has got a chance.
See the other box though, see the two chances Ross County had the other day, see if that's on Shane Duffy's head, that's two goals.
That's what I mean.
All day.
Yeah. I know, Donaldson and the boy,
Morris.
See the wide areas. Is it Rangers wide areas or Celtic wide areas?
Both.
Did I tell him? Because he'll go home and think about it.
No, you're teaming up with me.
Oh, but Fergie's on.
Oh, so he is.
So are you teaming up with me? Are you going to be...
Kev, you and Kev.
You might do the Celtic man?
We could put them right in.
Listen, I'm no saying who'll win the game, because it could go either or. In my opinion, it's how Rangers could get an advantage in the game.
If Fergie tells him that they're not doing it, he'll just agree with it.
But Bob Malcolm.
Me?
Right, last bit on Celtic, Europa draw, AC Milan, Sparta Prague and Leo. Is that a nightmare group for Celtic?
Do you want to say, I think it's actually quite a good group for them, because apart from Rangers and maybe Hibs, Aberdeen, all the teams are sitting in, whereas they're going to play these teams, they're going to come out. Yeah. I might actually see a good Celtic side attacking, defending, whatever it is. I don't know, I think AC Milan, only the AC Milan that won all the European Cups all the years ago, they're there to be to get against. I don't know, Si, I think it's three good games.
Do you know why it looks a nightmare group? Because AC Milan came out pot three.
Aye.
But Celtic can't fear Sparta Prague alone.
No. I agree.
It's on paper, because the way the pot seeds came out, it's a difficult group, but Celtic should go through, and I think they will go through
as well. One off tie. Is it one off a home? Are they doing home and away?
Hold me in your arms, don't let me go. I want to stay forever, closer each day. Home and away. Paul Swain, what do you think of the group?
Very tough. Tough circumstances, what I had to face. But overcame it.
Yeah.
And exactly. And where they as well. They overcome it.
Who's the biggest test? Leo. I think they've spent a few quid, haven't they?
Leo are they top of the French league?
Second, I think, though.
Second. But I can't wait to see Big Zlatan coming. Oh, we can't even get to see it. Hey,
you watch it on the telly.
I can't go to games, but.
You think Big Duffy will slap him about?
Zlatan will fling him about, won't he?
I think, yeah.
Aye.
But AC Milan, like, I don't know any of their. I couldn't tell you. No. I think their best player is a 39-year-old. Zlatan, isn't
it? I know a couple of other players, but it's...
The Portuguese team pumped him the last round.
Where did they finish last year?
Yeah. Wasn't high up.
Well, like fifth or sixth.
So 12 points behind Lazio, who Celtic beat.
Aye. Thing is, they've they're obviously know the AC Milan of the past. It took them 24 penalties to go through it. By the way, did you watch highlights of the penalties?
No.
Oh my days. That Real Ave had about 6 penalties to win the game.
Did they? Right? Shut up.
And honestly, see some of the penalties he scored, Donnarumma, it was going under his arms, like through his hands and that, and he was like,
he's a legend,
raging himself. But see when he scored, and then he missed a penalty, skied over the bar, and then see when he saved the winning penalty, he was like, ah, there it is. I was like, mate, you should have went through about 10 minutes ago. But nah, like I said, Celtic, they'll need to play better than they've played though. They'll need to play better than they've played against Riga and Sarajevo, but I think they will play better. Better opposition, like Kev says. The teams are going to come out, so they're going to have more space to play, and they're better than these teams.
Do you think if Celtic and Rangers, one goes through and one gets put out, it's an advantage for the league? No, I think that's a lot of nonsense.
I think it is, yeah, definitely.
No, I wouldn't say so much in a knockout. If one didn't go through the qualifiers in the group, 100% it's an advantage.
See, oh, what, now they're, but I thought you meant before this. No, no. They never made the group stage.
It's 18 games, travelling. You could be travelling a certain amount of miles, time zones, Thursdays to Sundays. Like,
see, when you was playing in the Europa League, did you find it hard after the Thursday night come to play on a Sunday?
The first Old Firm game of the season, we played UEFA in Russia. 6 hours time difference or something like that. Didn't get back to like 5 a.m, played with 9 men for half an hour, and then played Celtic on Sunday. It was 1-0, remember that in Cham?
That was the one
Celtic battered us that day, but you could just tell, man, we were so flat for the get-go.
So here's a question for you. After you obviously played away in Europe, after you went over there, performed very well.
Very well.
See, the next time, obviously you travelled back, the next time you went to perform, was it tough?
No. Not at all, si. I still went
just
rampant.
Continued your...
Just rampant, ferocious, was... dominant, all the three combined. I need to stop talking about that. Your abuse in Game of Thrones.
Aye, that's my, like, my the best, mate.
How good is it?
The best.
But I keep missing.
But the last, how bad's the last season?
I've not seen it. Don't see it yet. Terrible. I keep missing the full episode because see at the start when you can go off a line, the part, you see the parts. Yeah. Just skip right to them, you know what I mean?
What, you're getting horny?
Oh, right.
see, talk about Europa League group, but this season it was never made important for both teams to get to a group stage, in my opinion. Why? Financially.
Oh, financially.
After like, oh, this. Covid stuff and
great
all that
point,
as well. Financially, it was massive for both teams.
Brilliant, mate.
Thank you.
Financially, I was broke when I came back.
What? Now you're flying to
spent.
Celtic.
Now you've got a few quid in your pocket.
Celtic and Rangers both rely on the fans' side, like the home games, the big European nights. Think that's going to affect them with these teams coming over to play?
I think so. I think it does affect it, definitely, no?
It's going to be difficult. You imagine AC Milan come to Parkhead.
No fans.
63,000 normally.
Yeah.
It's an extra man, whereas now there's going to be nothing. Nah.
Do you think that's why we're seeing weird results in
it? I think so.
Mate, you called it. Somebody put it on Twitter this week. You said there's going to be grubbins because what is it? Drubbins or grubbins?
Drubbins.
Drubbins because there's no fans. 8 or 9, you said.
Hey,
psychic slaying at it again.
Yes, mate.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
What's your next prediction?
I was going to say something about my dad there.
Can't help yourself.
Don't bother.
Right, on to Rangers. Kev, I'll start with you. Did you watch Rangers on Sunday?
I did.
And what was your thoughts?
To be fair, they're a bit like the Celtic game side where
got all the ball.
Aye, had all the ball, and it's just whether they could capitalise on a couple of opportunities. Nothing really clear cut. The penalty was definitely a penalty. The boy's on the wrong side.
Definitely.
He's realised he's on the wrong side and he's tried to get back in quick and ended up nudging over Morelos. Tavernier, whatever you call him. What do you call him?
Tavernier.
Great finish. Got to admire the amount of goals the guy scores. So
can he finish what, the penalty?
Aye, but what I'm saying, he's still got to finish it, Si.
Right.
Good finish. And Rangers were like comfortable, but seeing the chances that Ross County actually missed, they won the last few minutes for the big boy Carl
Morris.
Morris. I think it was your
Donaldson.
Donaldson,
yeah, the header.
He's tried to header it instead of just glance it. That was a setter. Just glance it and that would have been
1-0 up.
Aye, this
Rangers
was like,
were
1-0 and it was, what, 2 minutes to go or something?
It wasn't as short as that, but it was like 10, so it was...
Aye,
it was
so that would have been... I think if he just glances that, lets it, he's actually tried to header the ball, and then obviously the boy Barker's got a goal at the end, tired legs, good finish, goalkeeper maybe possibly could have saved it, but you'd expect a comfortable win, Si, for Rangers at home to Ross County. They got the 3 points in after, you know what I mean? That's all that needed.
Was it a penalty? Should it have been?
Yeah, it's a penalty.
Definitely.
See, on Tavernier, though, he makes the penalty again, he's delivering it.
Aye, mate, he's so, how many times am I going to say it?
Yeah, I need to ask you, because you were not on last week, I need to ask you, I got slaughtered on Twitter for saying Tavernier was Rangers' best cross of the ball.
Oh, aye. It's him and Bourne, that's...
But I'm not far off.
Tav, if Tav... Oh, it's difficult, right? What I will say is, I'd say Tav's crosses are better, but I'd say Bourne's a more consistent crosser because Bourne's like a feeler. Do you know what I mean?
He goes for the easy cross, I feel, whereas Tavernier...
Bourne feels it into areas, yeah. But see when Tav whips his deliveries, they're so much harder to defend. If you're not sure it's a striker... Did you prefer it if somebody just like stood up into a good area or whipped it at pace?
Oh, if you whipped it in with pace, you know you can make that run at that area.
That's Tav. Tav aye. Whips his crosses at like, and if he gets it right, they're undefendable. Bonner's brilliant at putting it into an area though, like consistently.
I think with Tav, when he's running with the ball, he can do both. Where he's running, he can whip it in. And see that one I like he does when you're running down and the fullback's coming towards him and he whips it right round the fullback and he's basically saying to the strikers, there you go, you make the run.
Rangers fans don't seem to overly love Tavernier, do they?
Nah.
I said on the Koopman show, he's fit to wear a Rangers jersey. I said that didn't I because regardless if he makes a mistake, he's always there.
That's what I always say, and that's why when people say he's not a captain and that, I'm like, so see like the Galatasaray game, that's a captain's performance and driving the team on all the time when the chips are done. And if he does make a mistake, he's always there to get the ball and try again. But mate, 53 goals for 250 games for right back. And I don't care if you take penalties, like you still need to score penalties, because see if you end up missing a couple like he has in the past, you get took after them.
Yeah.
But since he got took after them, maybe could score one. So
see, when you were playing left back, what was your crossing like? Just floating.
I've never. See, generally,
I hate crossing.
No,
the
but see, generally, I don't like. You're probably going to slaughter. But I've never been a cross in my life, so I'll never be a Tavra Bourne. So if I played left back for Rangers, I may have played inside the pitch as like an R centre mid and Ryan Kent would be out wide. So my cross is not as good as theirs. Dead ball, I've got a good delivery
yeah.
But in play, crossing, nah. But
there's a crosser there.
Are you going to ask me about the Rangers game or you just got to slot my crossing?
No. So the Rangers game.
Important thing I'm taking away for the game is that's the first time Rangers have not played well this year and won.
Yeah.
The other two poor performances, they drop points. But like I said earlier with Celtic, like that's a good habit they've got. It's massive that Rangers just won the game and they never played well.
I agree that it wasn't their best performance. Is it because Stephen Davis wasn't playing as well? Again, Jack and Kamara played centre mid at Ibrox for me, and it's just too safe.
Mate,
I think Davis has made a big difference.
Stephen Davis is a massive difference, mate.
Because
Brian Jack will play the year last year.
But it's one or the other.
Well,
two centre.
If you've got Ryan Jack or Stephen Davis, who are you picking? Who would you pick in there?
Stephen Davis for me.
I'm not picking either, both of them. Uh-huh. Genuinely. But like, I could show you performances where they've both played together and they've been brilliant and Rangers have been brilliant. It's in my opinion, what happens with fans with these type of games is it's too reactive on the result. And I know you have your opinion and sometimes it's right. But I've seen the three of them play together in big games so many times and been brilliant. So like individually, maybe it didn't work that game because Devo's been excellent the last few weeks and he has been excellent. So maybe that's why you've noticed it more because he's came out and the performance hasn't been great. But see, before when Devo came on, he was good enough.
Yeah. So, I mean, he just makes a big difference, doesn't he? Because I think Kent and that play better when Davis is actually feeding them.
Yeah, I think with Davis, Ryan Jack's a sitting midfielder and a proper sitting midfielder. He very rarely goes forward. Whereas Devo can do the sitting midfielder role, but he's got an eye for a pass going forward. That way you clip over the fullback into Kent, into Barisic, not the left. Devo's got that in him. I'm calling him Devo, I don't even know him. I just think that, can you accommodate the two? Kamara's always the one that's questioned, but again, Kamara played a couple of lovely through balls to Morelos, and Morelos missed a couple of good opportunities. Morelos scores them. You're talking about Kamara saying great passes. So it's a hard one to get the balance right, and I think we too easily nitpick at the negatives and sometimes just look at, it's one of them games. Ross County's come to defend at Ibrox. Rangers have managed to win the game 2-0. That's what they've been hoping
for. See, the thing is, I'm all right, so I'm talking about how fans like react to a bad performance or a good performance. There would not have been one Rangers fan that if they picked a starting 11, Scott Arfield would be in the midfield.
Aye.
Scott Arfield is undroppable now. There's no way you can drop him. He's been the best player for about six weeks.
I watched the highlights a bit more closely and see. He's a clever footballer, by the way, isn't he?
He is very clever.
I think he gets under...
Wee nice with one touch, and he's...
I said that to you.
It's the movement, it's like the one touch, and he's always aware of that next ball that's coming to him. He's like, you know when they're old saying, they say, paint a picture before the ball comes to you? I think he's already painted the picture, and he's got the two, three options and hoping. And
he's off the ball.
And he's very hard to pick up, because he just drifts in and out of places. That who's picking him up? Or you know, but he's over here now. Like, there's no one person picking him up. He's always, he gets in good areas.
But his form changed when, since you've been up to his house.
Aye.
What happened then? And you went, what happened in there?
Slapped his after Peter. Absolutely. I'm flat today.
You're flat?
I'm flat.
What's up with you?
What's up? Do you know what's happened?
Worried about my dad.
You're no, mate.
Well, sorry, see you on Rangers.
Well, so
you're playing well. Is Morelos' form a wee worry?
Aye, I think he's not playing well. Matt, from a neutral's point of view and a Rangers fan's point of view, if Ryan Kent is injured, goes off form.
I don't think he's played that great this is my issue.
If it happens with Celtic, Forrest gets injured, Frimpong's in, Edwards out, Ajeti comes in. They've got players there it can replace. If Kent gets injured, have Rangers got the players there to keep the performances up? That would be my only issue there. MD, get it on it, please.
I would agree with you, Slaney, because you are going to need squad rotations and stuff, but...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're saying there if Edouard gets injured, Ajeti comes in. Ajeti's injured too, so can you bring him in?
See with Rangers squad, do you know what I'm saying with that one?
No, I'm not. I do agree with you, but surely it's a good thing I know that they're playing well, they're winning games, the majority of their games, and he's not playing well as well. To be fair, he's not been what he was. Obviously, I don't think there's much doubt about that, but Rangers have been too reliant on Alfredo's goals for so long, and he's actually not playing his best, not scored that many goals, but they're still winning games.
What a result beating Galatasaray. Did you see it, Hull?
Honestly, mate, unbelievable. Since Gerrard's came in, I've been one of the ones quite critical of them in the league. I've not been critical on one since Andy's came on. You'll notice that. Not at all. And I'll continually be like that. But in Europe has been unbelievable. And I'm not just talking about sitting in, which Celtic Rangers, when they get the big results in Europe, they've sat...
Superb analysis.
Thanks, Andy. I love that. Because what they've sat in the past... I'm getting excited because I've done that. And then they've maybe got the odd 1-0 to 1. But Rangers have just went out. Porto, Galatasaray, big guns in Europe, and absolutely bamboozled them off the pitch for a great play.
The second goal was brilliant, wasn't it?
Oh, both of them were.
Playing it for the match.
I
couldn't agree with you more, honestly. Like, growing up watching Rangers in Europe, right, and see anybody out there, don't think that I'm saying that Gerrard or this team's better than other teams than that. This is just my point, and people should agree. Rangers notoriously in Europe have sat in, tried to counter-attack, or score for a set-piece or anything, right, and they've been successful to go to UEFA Cup final.
Yeah.
Rangers are actually playing these big teams, and mate, they battered Galatasaray in the second half. And I'm not saying Galatasaray are unbelievable, because they're not, and they didn't look like it, but Porto last year, Villarreal, Feyenoord, Young Boys, Braga, like, they're all still big European teams, and Rangers have dominated possession in 90% of the games. So that's something that deserves a lot of credit.
What's so even more bizarre is, even when Rangers last season went in a bad run after Christmas, in the middle of that,
the European form was still
good.
They
beat Braga, knocked them out. And that, it's just crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you're saying about Celtic, though. It's Rangers and Celtic have got players that they hurt teams when they're out. So see, if teams lose possession, we're at the halfway line. Rangers and Celtic could hurt you in five seconds. But we're trying to break down a team. Mate, like, seen training and that, right? We're getting, let's go back to the tactical side here. Seen training. See when you set up and it's like just attack your defence. How hard is it to score a goal?
Just got to go ahead.
Right, so you could pick anybody to do that, and it's hard. Like, it takes moments of quality or a mistake for it to break down. So there's going to be games where it does happen. But when teams play out against Rangers and Celtic, they're more exposed to space in behind chances. So when they play these teams in Europe that gear them that time and space, they've got the players that can hurt them.
I like the way Rangers play it. It's not just keeping possession for the sake of it. Right. There's one or two movements, get him on it, and then it's straight in at the two times. As quick as possible.
That's how football should be played, Si. Like, we talked last week with Fergie about playing it for the back, and we absolutely slaughtered playing it for the back. And Rangers went out the next night and fucking played it out for the back, all the way up to Tavernier scoring a header at the far post.
Fergie knows fuck all.
I know, Fergie fucking hell. So, but my point would be is that, see, when you play it for the back nice and quick and people make the space to...
It needs to be coached. You can't just go like that. It needs to be
and you need
on
players
that,
to be switched on to do it. Because I think when it came to Tavernier at one point, Davis made a good bit of movement in the midfield that allowed it to get out to the far side. A great cross. Don't get me wrong. The full-back defending or the goalkeeper, that cross was a big fucking high looper. The goalkeeper's got to just go and make that his own and clear it. You know what I mean? But fair play to Tavernier because he started it with the passion. The goalkeeper to Goldson to Tavernier... into the midfield, out wide, and Taverna's the guy at the far post. Yeah. I mean, but the goal before that, the first goal was great bit of football, pass, move, great touch with Hadji, what have you. Amazing.
Very similar to the Hibs goal.
But that's the thing, Celtic and Rangers both struggle to do that in the league because the teams just sit in and park the bus.
See, the other teams parking the bus, do you think they've done that because we've gave Gary Holt so much credit for being a bus driver, and now other managers are wanting that credit?
And Levy, them all in Europe.
Callum Davidson could... be a bus driver.
See, generally, right? Both sides of the story. Apprentice. You're St Johnstone, you're playing against Celtic, they've got better players, bigger budget, but better team. That's what you've got today to get results.
I agree.
So, I mean, it's just that's just football. Dundee United, when they went to Ibrox 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, try to press, try to come out and play it and just got battered because there was far too much space.
But that's where we've got to get our old firm team, our two big clubs in Scotland, Celtic Rangers, the credit they deserve that when they do play against good opposition in Europe, and they're allowed to attack and play freely, they can pass, they can move, they can create opportunities when they play against sides that allow them to do that.
So, bus driver's brilliant, eh?
Bus driver.
Scottish football full of bus drivers.
Full of bus drivers.
But it happens in loads of leagues, I know. Aye,
you know what I mean? Sean Dyche could be, couldn't he?
He could be a bus driver, 100%. Tony Pulis would be, he'd be the head of the bus driver.
Train conductor, I think he is.
Right, their draw as well. Benfica, Standard Liège, Lech Poznan. Feel expect Rangers to go through as well?
Similar, aye. Nothing to fear. Take Benfica, for example, probably the best team in the group. I think they were pot one. Beat Porto last year, drew with Porto over the two games. Battered them both games, should have won the both of them. Porto won that league. Braga, third. Obviously, Benfica in between the two of them. Beat them over both legs. So they're going to be a good team. Team you need to respect, but nothing to fear. I fancy Rangers to beat all three of them at home.
I think Rangers and Celtic could get quarterfinals this year.
I would agree with Si. I think they could. It all depends on the home ties. Aye. And there's no reason why Celtic and Rangers can't go out to these teams abroad and park the fucking bus like everybody does to them at home.
I'm going to go future instance, right? They both go through, they both get to the quarters, they draw each other in the quarters.
Wow.
By the way, see, if Lenny does want to park the bus in Europe, though, he could just get Gary Holt's licence because they look quite... Aye. He would be able to tell.
I know. That's a good point.
Get fake ID. Get fake ID.
Lenny, can I borrow your ID, mate? Go to the garage tonight.
Oh, brilliant. Right, we'll go on to other games. I did say that Kevin Nisbet was going to be player of the season.
Aye.
I know you've given us my Chelsea shout, so I need a big... But Nisbet, the free kick's sensational, by the way.
Free kick's brilliant.
He's gave the goalie the eyes.
I didn't even think it was possible to put it in that side. The header, his header.
He's got everything, mate.
Mate, his header's questionable. Because see when you watch it in replay, it looks like he just kind of closes his eye and turtlenecks it, and as if it's just... But, fair play to the kid, he's got to be in the positions to get the goal, Si, and you can see his confidence in him, the fact that he wants to take the free kick.
Yeah.
And to put it in there, whether you question the wall or the goalkeeper, it's still a great strike. Hibs look good, but Porteous, Scotland call up.
Talked him up. It's a shocker, wasn't it?
Shocker. It's a shocker. But Hamilton, to be fair, missed the penalty side. They scored that penalty. They could have got the draw out of the game. You know what I mean? But it was I don't know. Hibs are on a run now where they're picking up points, yeah, regardless of how they play. And Jack Ross is doing wonders there. The Hibs fans have got to be delighted.
How was Chipper Friday night after it? Flat?
Very flat. Not only game, I didn't even know that the games were on Friday. I kept looking at a coup on Saturday and Sunday and couldn't find the games.
You and your brother were your pound coup.
I had pound coup both to score. I couldn't find the games at all. I can't comment on this week. I couldn't care less.
But you huge weekend for Lewis Ferguson.
Huge.
Another goal.
And he's going to have a huge transfer very soon. It really is. That boy, remarkable. As hard as I've always said to live in the footsteps of your uncle and your dad. I mean, it really is. That boy's doing brilliant, Lewis Ferguson. Listen, the games I've seen him, he's looked excellent. What would you say as a three? What would you say is it a box-to-box midfielder?
Yeah, aye. Definitely.
Is he good when you've played against him?
Aye, he's been decent, aye. Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah, what sort of level do you think you could put?
League One England, probably.
Oh, brilliant. Who's your bet for third?
Brilliant.
Aberdeen or Hibs, it'll be between the two.
Aye.
Who are you going?
Tough.
Aberdeen better squad now.
I'd say, just as a force of habit, I've got to say Aberdeen because they've done it for the last few years, but it's hard. Both of them have done well. Hibs look as if at the start of the season as well, because Hibs have always been more suspect of conceding goals. At the start of the season, it looked as if they'd improved that. Last couple of games, they started conceding goals again, but I'll stick my neck out and say Aberdeen.
I think it was an inexperience.
Much on a week at Hearts, bro.
Me? That, plus that, plus that, and a bag of chips.
Well, then, Ken,
I think it was an inexperience at Hibs.
Sorry, an inexperience
right, okay, at Hibs in terms of finishing a season off up there, where there's Aberdeen, like Andy said, they've done it season in, season out. And it might come down to the fact that, like, Celtic and Rangers, I think the title decided between the Old Firm games. Could the third and fourth place be decided between how Aberdeen and Hibs play against
but
each other?
By the way, has there ever been a better looking fight for third place between Derek McInnes and Jack Ross?
Wow.
Honestly, man.
Right.
Absolute gorgeous just
amazing
now, isn't
it?
Dell's actually slipped it all
Derek's
right back.
Went straight Locked back.
Been jealous, you?
Eh?
I'm jealous.
Right, my favourite team in the league, Livy. Open goal, we're Livy fans, aren't we?
Aye.
Let's be honest.
That's a favourite team, and the big boy Constant is a favourite player.
Player ahead.
I've also had a soft spot for the Lions.
Oh, you played them, didn't
you? You did, aye.
They came from behind to beat Dundee United. Well, that worry Mickey Mellon, as he can't afford to let games like that slip. He took the handbrake off, didn't he, Mickey Mellon?
I've been waiting for the bus joke. Have you got any bus jokes this week?
I was going to say, Nicky Devlin, he says to Nicky Devlin, the full right-hand side's like a bus lane, only he's allowed to go on it.
Did he actually realise?
He hasn't realised. If anybody goes in the right-hand lane in training, they get fined.
Maybe.
But he didn't get fined on the spot, you get a letter put through your door.
How many points? Maybe he watches the show, though, and like actually enjoys that wee joke. And just.
Mate, I think managers do listen to it, because say we learn to see the performance where it was like fur-coating knickers, but that's how we speak, innit? We sort of do wee sort of sexy jokes on the performance. So I think they do watch it. Livingston, brilliant, I think. Really, really good. And Andy, as a former Lion, do you see them staying up?
Oh,
staying
easy.
Up? I thought Dundee United would win the game, to be fair.
So did I.
I thought that with Shanklin back, he's going to score goals, and he's already been back. He's already been back, like, was it 3 weeks or something, scored a couple of goals. Dundee United as well, even though they just came up, you still expect them to be top six.
Do you think?
But Livy, I did. I expect them to be top six. But Livy always shock you. See, like, I predict Hamilton to go down, and they always seem to like shock me. Livy are similar.
Mm.
No, to that level, but Livy.
What's Gary Holt's boy like, Jason?
Holtie, the most boring guy in football.
Is he?
He
like
is.
That?
I honestly love Holtie, but I used to room him in away days, man. He'd be sleeping for 9 o'clock. He's got a bladder like that cup. He's up about six times for a piss during the night. But because he's sleeping at nine, he'll like wake up, crush the eyes at 10:30 going for a
Gary
piss.
Holt?
And you're like, he's got glasses, old dog. Reads books, driver's license books.
So wait, can you see him falling in his dad's tyre marks and being a bus driver?
Oh, he's playing for a bus team now, so there's a good chance. But he's a brilliant guy, but very
he's even
boring.
Got him, he's got his boy hitting the penalties now, isn't he?
Aye.
Got it, huh?
I can't believe he took penalties. Mate, Holtie can't kick the ball 12 yards taking pens.
It's unbelievable how that's all came together, isn't it?
Who'll finish higher, Kev? Livingston or Dundee United?
Livingston.
based on
that result.
Alan Forrest scoring goals as well.
At the beginning of the season, I did say that the D United was struggling this league, because I did get a lot of stick for it. And
you did.
I did. I got a massive amount of stick. I even got private mails that I'm yet to reply to because I'll wait until the end of the season to see where we're at.
I like that.
But I just think that Dundee United, they're too up and down on their side. They'll win, they'll get a great result, and then they'll have a couple of shockers. You kind of keep doing that. Whereas Livingston, you know what Livingston's turning up. They're going to be dogged. They're going to be rigid. They might go a goal down, but they never get hammered. They never get hammered like 3 and 4 and to keep going. And we, Alan Forrest, you play with me here?
Play with me.
Can you go higher?
He's a great wee boy. Got on me and brilliant at air. Will I get a bigger move? No. Yeah.
Do you think he's took over Lawless's role as a baby at Livingston?
I believe so. Is he good looking? No, I don't think so.
But he's just look like Jamesy.
No, listen, Alan Forrest, good looking wee boy and all, but listen, fuck my bone with this man.
See, even though you said you feel flat, you've been on an endemic.
Since you said that,
I've genuinely not slept in days.
You're still on the CBD?
Red Bull kicked in
now. I'm on the CBD.
I thought you were off the energy drinks. I've just noticed that.
No, I'm back on the Monsters.
Why?
Woke up with one this morning.
You're saying you're flat.
Oh, mate, my head's swamped. I just go, I'm going to go for it now and then bring it back. Right, who was I saying there?
Alan Forrest.
No, listen, it's a wee joke.
Wait, see how it, in terms of his brother, how much do you like him compared to his brother?
I despise him compared to his brother. But listen, see when he's his brother there, see when his brother's who he is, then you've got to stick in with him as well. Because if I start slumping, do you know what I mean? I've got a wee badge actually, wait.
Does Jamesy feel the same about your brother as you feel about Alan?
Jamesy despises my big brother, and rightly so.
We're going to Scotland, worst break, and back. It's not the worst break because there's been an even bigger break recently between Sunday and a winger. How's that break going?
No,
listen, back.
She's back.
Two wingers are back.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I can bring it. It is a certain song.
How come you're back?
Bro, she showed her the mask and she went, I'll deal with that. Yours has been tiny, so we'll deal with that. No, I'm all back to get that. I love her to bits and she's the
winger for you.
The winger keeps me right.
The big L one come out there.
Oh, is it?
I love her to bits.
Love her a bit?
Oh, yeah, mate, see, this is genuine. I've wrote my first song.
Right,
I'll
go
bring
on.
My guitar next week and I'll play it, please.
Oh, yes. Oh.
I've actually learnt, wrote it myself.
Wait, sorry, is this?
Wrote it.
So wait, have you actually made, this is a big question, have you wrote a song based on your breakup?
Aye, well, kind of, well, since we've been back, what she means to me.
Wow.
And there's a line that says my body's grown old, so that's it. No, that doesn't mean anything, but that's part of the
What's
song.
What's the name of the song?
I don't know yet, that's what I need to get, but I'll come in and play it to you next week.
Oh, is the word horn in it?
I've not filled that in yet, but I could.
But I don't think you should. I think you should keep it. Is it quite serious, song?
Oh, it's serious, I am. So next week, you might be a bit, fucking, what's up with him? Uh-huh. So it'll be good, mate.
Oh, yes. What a treat. Next week, tune in. Is Barry Ferguson on next week?
Aye. Well, do you know for him? Tactic Board's coming as well.
Wow.
I must be
what a treat for him. Are you devastated you missed him? Have you seen him since you left Blackpool?
A couple of times, aye. Last time I seen him was in social. Him and Bob.
She's the two of them?
Aye, Bob was biting his arse in the toilets. And then. seen him back at the table, but. I've no. See, before he texts me the odd time. Text me on IF Rangers, text me on a side of my heart. So, be good today. Next week, I'm looking forward
that'd
to
be amazing.
Spoke well, to fun special.
Mate, to be fair to Fergie, like, he was brilliant with me last week. Like, see, it's, a lot of managers that have maybe dealt with me, or older guys that have dealt with me, it's so easy I've came on here and like slaughtered me.
Yeah. I'll suck up his arse now, right, before he comes on the show. But it's generally true. It was some job that he did to keep Blackpool up. Honestly, because the place was an absolute shambles at the time.
Shy, wouldn't you?
So, to the situation, it couldn't be easy going for a teammate to take the job when the club's that low, and even all the players are that low. So the fact that we stayed up, man, he deserves a lot of credit.
Assistant manager was getting at donkey rides on Blackpool Beach. Right, Scotland, here we go. We've got a UEFA Nations League playoff via Israel tomorrow. Can we do it? I need to tell you, I'm not optimistic here. I don't want to be like the bearer, but the last performances have just
been. I will win though.
But like, So see, Andy, see with the team tomorrow, where do we go, man? Because McTominay played the last two centre half, had a shocker.
McTominay,
who plays there now?
I think that's been Scotland's biggest issue. We said it last time. They don't know the best starting 11.
What would be your formation and what personnel would you have in there? The midfield is the most important bit, because defensively we don't have a lot of options.
What is it we're playing? Is it 3-4-3?
I don't even know, mate. I think we're playing 10-6-0 up front.
But seriously, right? They're playing 3-4-3 to accommodate for Tierney and Robertson, aren't they? They have to be.
I play a 3-5-2 to accommodate that.
I know, but that's generally why they're playing 3 at the back in general, because you've got two very good left backs that have to play, and that's why they're doing it. Does it suit Scotland? I don't know. But they need to. What I will say is that Steve Carton needs to get his starting 11, what he feels is the best, and by the way, play them in both of them. There's no point in playing in both of these games.
Yeah, and who plays up front? It's a big question.
I think London Dykes.
I'm telling you now. Put Lee Griffiths in the team, man.
I
don't care if he's played one game. He's bang up for it every game. Lee Griffiths starts for me.
I agree, 100%.
Is he in the squad, though?
No.
He's not in the squad, is he?
No. Is he on the squad?
No.
No, because he's not been playing, so there's no reason why he caught. But surely you've got to go and try and call him up.
Strikers are Shankland, Dykes. Who's the other man?
McBurney.
So do you go...
And Buck, Ollie Buck.
Would you go 3-5-2 and McBurney and Dykes? They're a handful for anyone, but see if you get crosses in the box. You've got two good crossers in the ball wide. Why not play two up and get cross in the box? That'd be attacking.
Who's the wingers? Richie, Fraser.
Forrest, no, he's injured.
Even Ryan Fraser, though. You play him, don't you?
See with the players, I don't think they fit in.
To a certain formation.
Like, even the three at the back. Hmm. So your three defenders would be Cooper, McKenna and Tierney. Three left footers.
I think Cooper can play with both feet, can he?
Can he?
Yeah.
Right, and then your right wing back would be Fraser. Because Roberts would be left wing back.
So would you have McKenna as the middle of the three?
I wouldn't play McKenna.
No. Who would you play there?
I don't know, that's what I'm saying. See the players. I would say it, and you might probably disagree with me here. Do you think Jack can play right back? No.
Ryan Jack? Why
should we do that? Why should we start?
No, I just think we've not got a strong right back.
Right wing back? Or right back?
Right back if you played the four, because we've not got a strong.
But see, when
right
you play the four, who do you play left back and who do you.
Can you play Tierney
centre back
in a two?
I don't know.
Well,
he's now playing.
History would say no because he's never played there. So to put him into a big, finacious playoff game.
Like, you see how hard it is for Clarkley now, but innit? That we are struggling to fucking sort the team out.
I know, but that's not their job.
No, I know.
I wouldn't want to see McTominay playing.
No, I'm the same, mate.
I think John McGinn
play that boy
at the weekend there against Liverpool, brilliant.
But I just think see what you're saying about John McGinn. Play too defensive, eh?
I know, but have John McGinn
we've
in
got players
as that
can attack. We need to go and dominate the
but
game.
But we still need a defensive person because we're only playing three at the back side.
Yeah.
So we're still needing somebody to kind of protect a wee bit of the back three.
McGregor can do that now.
So then the next four, but McGregor, you could put McGregor and McGinn in the two of them, surely.
My midfield.
McGregor's is as good going forward as this. Going the other way.
McGregor, Armstrong, McGinn. That'd be my three.
I would agree with you. I like that.
McGinn and Armstrong.
Right, so are we going to do it? Are we going to get Israel?
I think we'll get Israel. But we're needing, Si, a convincing win, and I don't think we're going to get that. I would like to think we could get it, but I don't think we are, because regardless of if we do win or not, it's not going to lift the nation, is it?
See, when you look at it right, Celtic, Scotland have got good players.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be one of the strongest Scotland squads for years.
Mm.
They've got good players and...
Just fitting them in.
I can't remember the Israel players for the last game. Who's their big players?
Oh, El Hamed and Beaton plays, don't they?
Beaton no injury.
But for me, Israel were better. I'm not trying to be... Israel were better than us.
And Scotland's performances for a while, what makes you think they're going to...
This is the actual qualifier. We win this one, we get the one that gives us the one game
to play Norway or
Norway or Serbia. Yeah. It's again. Imagine being the manager of Scotland. I know he's getting paid today, Si, and we're just having a wee debate about it. It's difficult. It's not easy.
I think we've got the squad of players that can be successful.
I need to disagree. Exactly. I mean, that group of players.
Aye. And the UEFA Nations League. Listen, Steve Clarke had obviously done a brilliant job at Kilmarnock, but you're not going to get a better chance to qualify outside this UEFA Nations League.
Wales and Northern Ireland, they do it every year. Why can we not? Why do we not?
And I don't know if it's just biased, but I always think Scotland players are better than theirs.
So do I.
Aye, so do I.
But obviously,
Wales have got Wales have actually got a good squad as well. But I wouldn't say that Wales are squad's much better than Scotland's.
Which is baffling why you've still not been had the call for your country to go and lift the mid of the camp.
Can you believe it? How Holland's not called me up?
Who?
The Dutch.
Holland.
Brilliant. Right, last wee bit, lads. We'll go into what a weekend in England it was last weekend. Spurs beat Man U 6-1. Liverpool lost 7-2. City lost 5 goals at home. What is happening, man?
Steve Slane. Paul Slane predicted it.
Steve Slane.
You did predict it, didn't you? But honestly, right, let's start at Man U.
Right, they're a shambles.
I'm not a Man U fan. I couldn't care less if Man U win or lose, right? But there was a bit of me that was angry watching the game. Same, like, it just can't be that bad. You couldn't be that bad yesterday. And like, they're so unorganised, it's frightening. To go 2-1 down, right, to get a man sent off, which in my opinion was harsh, to concede that third goal the way they did a minute after was outrageous.
See at half time, somebody for UEFA should have came and took Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's coaching badges off him. Fernandez and Matic off for McTominay and Fred. What?
I've told you, mate.
Oh my god.
What surprised me the most was putting Pogba left mid to track back
Pat Aurea. Runners.
Aye, Mark, like, follow runners.
And then that another thing, I'm sorry, right, Marcus Rashford, great guy, what he's done for the country and stuff like that. He tweets after the game saying sorry. Stop saying sorry, just run about a bit, mate. See when they're getting beaten, mate. He's walking about. See if you're that big a Man United fan, as you say, sprint about.
Yeah.
Their defence cost 200 million. That game, their defence cost 200
million. Right, we need to talk about give him a full feature, Harry Maguire.
Mate, see, so the most disappointing was Gary Neville. Gary Neville never singles him out.
Why not?
He's always... See the boy for Spurs... who gave the penalty for Spurs?
Sanchez.
He came to him with that penalty and didn't say a word about Big Slabhead, what he done.
See, to be fair, I don't single out any Scottish players.
See, Harry Maguire, unfortunately for him, like, he had good loyalty.
But you're still playing Gary Neville's, no, eh?
I know, but just in general, I will say what I feel about Harry Maguire, so I'm not going to play with him.
Harry Maguire, unfortunately for him, had good lawyers and got him back to Greek. He'd been Bernstein, I'll be honest.
That was his best defence of the season,
man. Honestly.
Good.
What the fuck's happened to him? He's been doing that. I think it was the third goal.
Merson did call it. He was spotting with what he said when he was at Leicester.
What was it? What did he say?
Defends on his 18 yard ball. He is good. See if the ball comes in the ball, he's good to eat in it.
See when I think it was the third goal when. The ball gets played in behind to Aurier, yep. And he squared it into Son, and Son's got a wee toe poke. Harry Maguire's managed to get square to Aurier, and he's too busy looking to make sure that nobody's going to cut the ball back to somebody in the 18 yard box. And Aurier's just played the ball through his legs. Why don't you just fucking defend? Stop the cross, you don't get the goal at 2-1.
And by the way, what's Luke Shaw doing? Why is Luke Shaw running outside the box?
Maguire was at left back and Shaw was in the middle of the box. What's going on here?
And then Luke Shaw's running outside the box. This is the only thing I'm going to say, right, to defend Man U's defenders. It's indefensible because the mistakes was mental. But, mate, the gaps between their midfield and their defenders when they're down to 10 men was just ridiculous. Mate, there was just no organisation whatsoever.
It's like what you say, see in training when you've got 10 men behind the box, hard to score.
Hard to score against. They go down to 10 men, but they're still that open against Tottenham.
You're a big Man U fan, it must be killing you.
I love Man U when I was dropped with Fergie. And imagine him sitting watching that.
Wouldn't it happen?
Mate, honestly, this has been going on years and years, but and it just seems Solskjaer's certainly not the manager.
Beat 6-1 and he's tie five and he's right back.
There was a glimpse of him as well laughing when the camera panned to him, and I was like,
Pogba gave the penalty, he's smiling back at it.
Sorry, they're not giving him any money to spend. So what does that tell you?
Finished the season well. After the game as well,
listen,
I've got loads of players.
I'm sick of hearing this about, listen, every team need to each summer strengthen, right? But they're still spent a hell of a lot of money. That performance, like, there's certain positions to get closer to Liverpool, Man City, agree, but no getting pumped 6 minutes.
I agree that he's been backed 100%, but they had to sign players.
Mate, they've been shocking against Palace, they've been shocking against Tottenham.
Mate, they go back
for Brighton. Brighton hit the post about 4 or 5 times, they could have lost there.
They get a penalty once the final whistle went.
They could struggle, they're going to struggle big time this season. They're going to struggle.
Okay, I'll ask you first, worst performance of the weekend in the English Premiership? Who are you saying? Adrian's got to be up there.
Mate, Eric Bailly or Adrian, one of the two.
Eric Bailly, worse than
for his fucking
worse
pass.
Than Maguire.
What about that pass when the goalkeepers gave him it?
But Adrian, man, come on.
Liverpool.
Oh, and they go
best
on
team
it.
In the world for 3 years, and Adrian comes in.
My most hated thing with goalies is when they make a mistake or if they can see the goal when they're shouting at players. He misplaced the pass. It got nicked, they scored, and he was doing this. Come on. Oh, no.
Jamie Carragher was brilliant talking about it. He said, as a defender, I'm sick of hearing people say,
you had your ass on that sanitizer.
He said about the defender, but I'm sick of hearing about it's the high line. He went, every team in the world play at high line. It's the way they're playing. They're all stunning, trying to catch them
play offside. Jumping up as the ball's being kicked.
See, I never played, but when I come through the roof and that, see, try to play offside, like, it was just a recipe for disaster. Yeah. I can't believe.
Especially when there's no linesman. Remember when you're a gang, you're trying to play offside.
They never done that last season. They were always a high line, but they never tried. I don't know. Do you know who done it? And here's an unbelievable insight. Bayern Munich did it. Bayern Munich 2 weeks ago beat me Hoffenheim 4-1. They played that, right? Now, I watched, remember...
Your uncle.
Big Bayern and fan. Klopp was watched Bayern in the Champions League. Won it, right? Now, he thought, I'm going to change it. Right. I think, slightly. Could be wrong, I know. And V Arsenal, they done it as well. Listen, Lacazette went through twice.
What about Roy Keane and Klopp though? Did we speak about that last week? No?
That was an amazing winner.
Aye, it was.
But then Roy Keane's been kind of proved right because they are sloppy.
I know, but that performance wasn't sloppy though.
Roy Keane was actually pure higher praise than him as well.
How much do you wish Roy Keane was on Sky?
Oh, even for the
how
Man U
good
game?
Is that? I mean?
Why did they not put him on for every Man U game? Like,
the Man U game and then on to Liverpool.
Oh, it would be brilliant.
They'd be brilliant. Right.
Be brilliant. What,
even worse performance this weekend, Andy Gray said on Being Sport, should bring in Sam Allardyce as a defensive coach.
Aye. That's the worst shout I've heard
What
in
the
football.
Fuck is he talking about?
That's the worst shout I have heard in football.
See Andy
what,
Gray.
How long? Ever?
So see at the same time, they may as well just sign Ryan Shawcross. They may as well just sign who's an R like Stoke defender.
Liam Port.
Liam Ridgewell. Robert Hoof.
What is he talking about?
That's Andy why Gray. They paid $80 million. Because they need to defend in the halfway line. So like albeit they've been you predicted this, so I'm asking you this question. Because there are no fans, is this why we're seeing more defensive mistakes?
100%.
Mate, Van Dijk never made a mistake for about 3 years.
But you predicted
see, since
that
there's
even
been no fans in, Van Dijk's made like 4 years.
You predicted that about 20 years ago when you had a wee pair of glasses on and we're going, you got no fans. Is that on you?
The world's so made up.
That's incredible. No, but I think, do you know why? The whole reason I said that was I took myself into training matches and reserve games when I was nobody there. Scores are crazy.
Yeah.
Like, even in training, I remember at Celtic, it was young. The young boys I'm talking about, like 17 and all that, yeah. Who were busy and all that, used to sometimes we would hammer the older team who were first team players, and then if you put that young team into the first team game, they'd be lost.
Yeah.
But sometimes that can happen, and I think, like you see the week before, Leicester winning 5-2 v Man City.
You think it's
I don't know why
the pressure on the fans. Like, you see, the pressure you get with the fans when they say a team's attacking, you can hear that the atmosphere, and it makes you maybe just defend a wee bit better, whereas there's none.
See, top players and like fifth and sixth players, I think the only difference is mentality. I think that's why they are top players, because they can perform in front of big crowds.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've played with guys that play in the Premier League and guys in League One, and there's no much of a difference in ability. The difference is that guy could play in a high-pressure game and that guy couldn't.
Do you think it's just teams having a fucking mad moment of head loss, isn't it?
Just it definitely suits worst players. I think it definitely suits worst players
you
playing
see,
in
you're spot of me, you see that bit Brown. And it was a compliment.
Yeah, he needs that bite. That's where he performs best. When in he's, big stadium.
Regardless if he makes mistakes, he'll keep on wanting the ball. Whether these guys, if they make mistakes, they're no interested. Yeah. No, there's no fans.
Mate, we can't just brush over that statement though. Like, that is the worst. That is so bad. So that's generally saying, right? So, but see, when Tony Pulis was the manager of Stoke, that's it saying you need to bring Pep Guardiola on as a strikers coach, attacking coach.
Yeah, brilliant. You've got him.
What did Terry Hans say, Richard Keys?
Mate, did you see him saying about
Messi brushing his knuckles or what?
He said something stupid as well, didn't he?
He said Messi couldn't do it, and Nigel De Jong agreed with him, didn't he?
No, Nigel De Jong said Messi's the best player in the world. He'll be the best player in the Premier League, and Richard Keys went, no chance. Pure
mate, that's why Richard Keys and Andy Gray have been papped out of fucking whatever it is.
That is by far the worst shout I've ever heard.
Right, last wee bit. Abraham was involved in a tussle with Jorginho to take the ball. Apparently, you ever heard that before?
I had to ask
you about this though, because was it the semi-final, Celtic and Rangers, and Tavernier was the penalty taker and Morelos took it? I've asked you about that already.
But that was like, so Tav had misses two previous, And the manager said, like, you're after pens now. So there wasn't like a case of, like, Tav didn't refuse to take the penalty.
Penalty, right. So but, it came for the manager, or her?
Aye. But there was like, I think then, so Tav got took off him. I'm sure we got another penalty where somebody missed. I think it was Scott Arfield, and he missed. Might have been another one and somebody missed. So like, it was up in the air. Don't know who was taking penalties, but it shocked everyone that he chose Alfredo. I don't know if he chose Alfredo just because he scored a lot of goals or that, but I've said it before, Alfredo's not a great finisher. He's no got like great composure. He's just a brilliant goal scorer. Aye. So I was shocked that he was the one that ended up taking it.
Do you hit penalties, Kev?
I did. I hit 7. You're
brilliant penalties.
I scored them all.
Did you?
Aye.
And was there never any debate that you were in the
team? No, do you know what happened, Si? See, when I had my first game for Hearts, no, second game for Hearts, we played Hamilton at the Hamilton's ground. And we're winning 3-1, and I came on as a sub, and we got a penalty. And Callum Elliott says, here, take the ball, big man, score yourself a goal.
Get yourself up running.
Feet under the cap. So I was like, oh fuck, I've never hit a penalty in my life. So I fucking ran up and just leathered it right up the top.
Is that your first penalty?
Aye, great. I think so. I can't even remember. And so I scored, and then we kept fucking getting penalties, and Callum Elliott kept running for the ball. I went, no, Callum, I'm the penalty taker.
Oh, he's pissed it.
Aye, so he ended up fucking getting dropped out of the team because he wasn't scoring, because I took the penalties off him. And then I had 7, and I remember playing Motherwell, the third penalty I got. The first two I just hammered as hard as I fucking could because I wasn't confident I hit a penalty.
Yeah.
And the third one I thought, fuck it, I'm just going to wee side foot at the bottom corner. So a wee side foot, and John Ruddy was stood there on the middle. He went, he says, fucking hell, he says, you've hit your last two just hard as fuck down the middle. He says, that's why I stood still. I says, aye, but you're the kind of cunt that would have fucking figured me out. He says, that's why I put it down the side. So I had 7 out of 7, but I think I wish I'd took penalties the other side because the Wikipedia, the goals would have fucking rocketed up. But you become confident at them, I think. And when you miss one, you don't feel that you deserve to get brought off it because you've missed one.
Why was he raging though? Why was Tammy Abraham raging?
Tammy Abraham tried to take the penalty, and Jorginho is the designated penalty taker.
That's what I mean. I don't understand why he's raging. It's not as if he just missed before.
I know. But end of his style though.
I know, it's what
Fernandez is the same, isn't he?
Mate, exactly. He's scored his last, like, he's not missed a penalty for like 5 years or something, scored his last like, 18 penalties.
I know, but it's like a dick. I'd rather not a dick miss.
I know.
What about you, Slane? Never hit a penalty?
No, mate, that's what I said there. If somebody ran out to get the ball, I'd throat tear him, genuinely. But I was petrified of penalties. And I remember I went to this is how bad this is. I went to an amateur team after I stopped playing just to see if I wanted it. That was even worse.
Do you want to name them?
No, honestly, no. Like, if I thought that sort of low leagues was bad, I'd wait to see these guys. And when we went into a penalty shootout, one of the cup games, mate, I was actually scared to hit one in the penalty shootout.
And an amateur game?
That's mental, yeah.
I scored a penalty against you.
Did you?
Petrified final, aye.
Did you take that?
Mm.
Did you?
That's what I was going to say. You see, why did you not keep hitting penalties for Rangers?
I was never the penalty taker. Martin Wycombe was.
Right.
But he was injured, so I was always second penalty taker. So I had scored, I think I scored 7 out of 8 or something. And then when Waggy came back, he was the pen taker. And then just, I don't even know how it ended up happening, but might have been under Pedro or something like that when I was away that Tav was a penalty taker and he was just scoring them all. But under Gerrard in the first season, mate, he scored about 8 penalties or something up to Jan. But he scored a lot of big penalties, Europa League qualifiers, Europa League group stages and that, so he scored some big penalties. I've only like Celtic in the shootout, Aberdeen at Pittodon were 1-0 down. Out with them, none of my penalties were like big penalties.
Did you not get a wee bit nervous now?
No.
So, see, when you talk about nerves, sorry, I'm going to interrupt you there. See, when we got to the playoff semi-final with the Championship to get promoted to the Premiership, we got to penalties with Palace, and Big Mix went around and said, right, who's my penalty takers? Kyle, you must be sure you've scored in the last two games, and I was like, your top scorer. I was like, Gaffer, I fucking never took a penalty. I said, no, I don't want to take one. They went, really? I went, no. I said, I need to get the fucking boss for it. And I was honest.
Right.
So we took my 5 penalties. It went to sudden death. I think Jason Mattatier missed, then Poom saved, and it came to Jeff Whitley, and he missed. And I was thinking, like, why the fuck did I not just go up and take a penalty? Because, like, I had scored in the game. I'd scored in the first leg. I was top scorer. I was getting a bit of praise. Even if I was a guy that missed it, maybe the fans would have accepted that a wee bit more. But I was just a fucking shitbag.
I think as well, it looks worse if you're a goal scorer.
I do look back now, and it's probably one of my regrets that I didn't take one because I might have scored, might not have scored. But I just look back now and think, why the fuck? But that was the level of maybe the anxiety running through my mind at that time.
Penalties are all about composure, innit?
Of course
it is. You don't need to be a great finisher, it's just composure.
Pick your target, hit it, and hope for the best.
The one I missed, I changed my mind. That's why I missed.
Why did you change your mind?
Similar to what you were saying, that my first 3 penalties I'd all went the same side.
Yeah.
I'd like passed them to the left hand corner, every single one. And I went to do it the same, and I was like, what if, same as you're saying, what if he's looked at this and I've noticed, so I changed it, man.
Anyone ever confused your hair for a penalty spot? I had to get you back, and just thought, there's lads, thanks very much. All right, team.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.